Last year, Cutting Edge Experimental Arts Festival, a soft centre, debuted at Cashoola Powerhouse, proving itself to be one of Australia's most unique art festivals. The one-day festival of dark abstraction sees the collision of dance, music, punk, AV, performance and everything in between. This morning, we're joined by the festival's curators, Gemma Cole, Thorsten Hertog and Sam Whiteside. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. G'day.
Big event happening in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, so is this the second time you're doing it?
Yeah.
So how's it all different from the first time around?
It's so much bigger this year, which is super exciting. As we were talking about earlier, we've got a lot of more people on the team. Like last year, just in the curation team alone, we only had like 4 people, and now it's grown to 7 people, and we've added an additional stage, and yeah. Just upping things in general.
Excellent. And who are you excited to debut at this year's Soft Centre?
There's so much. Yeah, wow.
It's hard to choose.
Well, I mean, we've got a whole new outdoor stage kind of dedicated to producers and DJs from the Greater Western Sydney region, which we didn't have last year. So that's going to be amazing, I think. We've also got this new act we've never played before. So Soft Centre's their live debut. It's Mana, which is Sewa Adafua from Dispossessed, also Helen Newton from Dispossessed and Nasho, and Hannah Lockwood from File. And yeah, it's going to be pretty intense. Mm. Their set, a bit hardcore influenced. So yeah, it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's out in Cashoola, which is of course in Western Sydney. How was it kind of finding artists out in the area?
Well, this year we actually brought on more guest curators from the Greater Western Sydney region to better represent that community, because it's always had this like incredible history of arts and culture, and you know, we had to kind of acknowledge the place that we existed in. So that's why we've got the outdoor stage this year to kind of spotlight and celebrate that community, but also bring in curators to
from that region to give them a proper voice, rather than sort of just adding people to the lineup. It's been a really interesting process, but so exciting. And I feel like this year it's really enriched the programming. Mm-hmm. Like we've got Del Lamonte and Leah Molina, who are curating the outdoor stage. And also we've got Layla El Reyes working with Alice Joel, who is working together to like make the commission collaborations happen. Yeah, and it's really exciting. It's not like the Western Sydney representation is not isolated just to that outdoor stage. It's throughout the entire program and every stage. We've even got like the Mana, who are doing their first performance at Soft Centre, are also working with a video artist, Tristan Jale, for an installation that will actually span a month long. So yeah, just like all different levels. But it's been really exciting. A lot of interesting ideas and brilliant creative people.
You mentioned the collaboration just now, but there's heaps of guest collaborations happening. Can you tell us more about that?
Do you want to speak to it, Sam?
Yeah. where to begin?
We've got Arafura and Onyx.
Arafura and Onyx, who are doing an amazing pole dancing /
Death metal.
Oh. Excellent.
In the Turbine Hall. It's going to be quite spectacular.
Yeah. Also, Layla, who's one of our guest curators, she's performing with this large troupe of dancers and collaborating with DJ Gemma to do like an Eastern dance music set. And then what else? Forgetting everything all of a sudden.
Simona is another guest curator that we have on board, and she has worked together with two artists from Melbourne, Papaphilia and Mossy 333. They are doing a collaborative performance earlier in the day, and then another one with Mossy and Simona as the sun goes down.
So heaps of music and art collaborations there. Are they going to also just be art installations by themselves without music happening as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've got Ella Barclay is doing a really large installation within the Switch Gallery. I don't want to give too much away, but it does involve a big above-ground pool. We've got House of Unholy, who's also doing the Hopper Gallery stage, and he's debuting a new work in there. So that's going to be an interactive light sculpture that interacts with the music and the stage. Obviously, we've got Manor and Tristan Yella doing the Marsden Gallery.
And then we've
We've got Megan Streeter doing a massive... we had her last year and she did an absolutely incredible job, and we've got her back this year doing a work
inside a
12-meter shipping container.
Oh, always fun.
Yeah.
A lot of
large-scale light work's going down.
Yeah, we've also got Michaela Stafford doing some outdoor sort of...
Helix.
Yeah.
Bendy, I don't even know, very alien structures. Emphasis on large and alien across all those works, I think.
And it's all like site-specific works, one-off, which is really exciting.
Mm. I mean, Kashul, it's a big powerhouse music, like space. So are you pretty much taking over the entire Kashula?
Yes,
most of it. I mean, there's still spaces left to be explored for future editions.
Yeah.
There's like a 300-person theatre that we're not even using this year. But
soon.
Soon, one day. I think there's like 6 spaces all up, or 7 maybe, including the outdoor. So it's a lot to explore for just 12 hours of festival time.
Mm. It does feel like a very small amount of time for so much happening. How will people like space it all out through that day?
I think we just want to spoil them for choice.
Yeah.
You know? There's always something different going on. And I think like the mission statement when we initially started out was to bring together many different subcultures from all over Australia and internationally as well. So you've got lots of different communities colliding, and then at any time of the day you'll find many different styles on offer. And I think that's nice as an attendee.
Mm.
So you're not just stuck in one thing. If you don't like it, you can go to something else.
I mean, with so much happening, would you ever expand it to like maybe a longer festival, or even take it around Australia instead of just keeping it in Sydney?
There's definitely lots of people within Australia that we'd like to collaborate with. I'm not sure if we want to do another Soft Centre interstate or something like that, but there's definitely a lot of people doing amazing work that
we'd like to collaborate with. But also, we are taking it interstate. We are working on a nighttime program for a festival down in Victoria called A Weekend With, which is really exciting. The lineup just got released, and that's in November
23rd to 25th.
Yes.
And it's organized by guys from Daydreams and Analog Attic Recordings. So they've obviously got an amazing history already down in Melbourne. And we're going to take over it's like a barn, isn't it? Like in rural Victoria.
That's meant to be surprise.
Okay, whoa. spoilers. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Hey. Jeez, on the roof.
So have you got that lineup sorted out? Is that still a surprise?
No, we announced that last week. So we've got some Soft Centre, like family, I guess, on board. So we've got Din, who premiered their live set at Soft Centre last year. We've also got Papaphilia and Mossy doing a new commission collaboration to open the stage. We've got Andy Garvey and Luke Harsh. And we've also got Bayou and Synergetics. It's going to be pretty intense, but we're really excited to bring that one to life.
And the one and only Sam Whiteside doing the light install as well. So
have fun in that barn, Sam.
it's more rustic than I'm used to. So it's going to be interesting.
I bet. But Gemma, Thorsten, Sam, thank you so much for joining us here to chat Soft Centre.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.